Track 13. For Town Councillor Mitchell Philpott, the beautiful surroundings, endless outdoor trails and sense of community are just a few of the things that drew him to Aylsham.
Aylsham has been home for Mitchell Philpott and his wife Diane for 20 years. However, he had a passport to return to Norfolk, having been born in Galston. Where I grew up, there was a wonderful sense of community, illustrated best by the fact that every week I'd get my pocket money and I'd go with my nanny to the shops to spend it, he says. Although just 50 yards away, it would take half an hour to get there because she knew everybody and would stop to chat. Living and working in London, Mitchell says while it is a busy place, it is an incredibly lonely place because that sense of community is lost in the busyness. He said, when it came to bringing up my own children, I wanted them to have some of the things I valued most about my own childhood. The sense of freedom to go and explore safely, a community, being part of something, and being nurtured and valued within that, and being kind to people because you're always going to see them. With Diane hailing from London, Mitchell felt he would never be able to stretch her away from her roots. But it was, in fact, Diane who suggested the move back to Norfolk. I had some criteria on my wish list, the main reasons being the beautiful coast, the Broads, the city, and a prerequisite was that I would be able to continue to commute for work in London occasionally, he says. When you get a map of Norfolk and draw lines between the coast, the Broads and the city, you immediately find what I found, an unpronounceable place called Aylsham. I'd genuinely never heard of it before. It was right bang in the middle, and although I wasn't entirely sure how to pronounce it, I was sure it would be convenient. So we decided to go and have a look and had several viewings for properties around Norfolk lined up. When we came to Aylsham, we decided it was exactly where we wanted to be. It's not on the way to somewhere else. It's a destination in its own right. There's everything you could want. We immediately identified with the beauty of its surroundings. The town centre in all its 18th and 19th century Georgian buildings, the market square is owned by the National Trust, and you walk into the centre of town and think, this is actually quite lovely. It's a happy place to be. I think when you're anticipating a big family move, you draw up a ridiculous set of things that you want. It's got to be walkable to a lovely pub, open parkland on the doorstep, to sense of freedom and safety for children. To add to it, we wanted to be near a river and to live in an old house. You start adding all of these things up and you think that it's impossible, and then we found it in Aylsham. What began as a map exercise driven by convenience ended up with us cancelling all the other viewings and focusing on finding the right place in Aylsham. Mitchell retired a year ago and initially questioned how he would fill his time and whether the sense of purpose and achievement he got from work would be fulfilled. He adds, I worried I was retiring too early, so I joined the town council. I've got involved in lots of community projects and honestly, I'm busier than ever. There are so many people who also volunteer their time for the benefit of the town. The town council isn't political. Everybody there is for the benefit of Aylsham and nothing else. We all love that, and long may it continue. As well as supporting the business community, Mitchell says that there was a lot going on in the town, but people often found out about them after they'd happened. Talking to others who felt the same, they agreed as a council to do something about it, creating the Visit Aylsham website to highlight upcoming events for both visitors and locals. So I've kind of replaced work with work, but it's good to share my experience. Describing himself as a mad keen walker in the winter and cyclist in the summer, Mitchell loves the sense of freedom Aylsham offers. You can walk easily to Blickling on footpaths where you've got acres to roam. We've also got the Weaver's Way, which goes from Cromer to Great Yarmouth, and the Marriott's Way, both of which go through the heart of Aylsham. One of my favourite walks is from Aylsham to Itteringham, a village next to Blickling. It's a 12-mile round trip, rewarded with a pub and beautiful scenery. It's a safe route, and there are very few places in England where you can go for a 12-mile walk and barely see a car, and this is one of the loveliest routes you can take. Aylsham also sits on the Rebellion Way, an off-road cycling route that takes in the best of Norfolk. When you look at the route on a map, you wonder why it goes where it does, but when you ride it, you realise exactly why. Cycling it to myself, it's like being on holiday in my own town. And his favourite hidden gem? The River Bure runs through Aylsham, not navigable by craft, so you get canoeists, paddleboarders and wild swimmers who can use the upper branches of the Bure completely safely, Mitchell says. One of our favourite things to do is to go canoeing on the River Bure. I'm not brave enough to do the wild swimming. Both upstream and downstream is beautiful, unspoilt and safe. And I have things to do in and around Aylsham, so many memories of taking the kids out on mini kayaks and going on what were for them big adventures. With the couple's children having also returned to the area, it's safe to say that Aylsham will continue to be Mitchell's happy place. Five things to do in and around Aylsham. Blickling Estate. The Blickling Estate hosted the 78th annual Aylsham Show this year on August Bank Holiday Monday. Aside from the show, one day is never enough at this Jacobean mansion with magnificent gardens. Vibrant markets. Shopping is a pleasure in Aylsham. Along with the many independents, the market operates every Monday and Friday. You'll find a mix of stalls selling fresh produce, artisan foods, plants, crafts and general goods. But there's a monthly food and craft markets that take place on the first Saturday of the month. Make a note, September the 5th and October the 3rd. Music to your ears. Jazz in baths, opera at Walterton, Ibiza classics and choral music in the local church. Aylsham has a diverse but much welcomed music scene. Backtracking will play the best of 60s and 70s rock, pop and R&B at Purdy's this September, while violinist Bertie Bow heads to the marketplace on September the 5th. Many events are free or at a very low price. Hold your horses. Red Wings Horse Sanctuary is one of the largest award-winning equine welfare charities in the UK. From horses to donkeys, Shetlands and Shires, the residents are the stars of the centre and you'll hear their inspiring stories. While entry is free, donations are very much welcome, as are adoptions. Wonderful Walterton. This 18th century Palladian country house has seen many dramatic moments in its history. Now the Ellis family are preserving its legacy while showcasing it with varied events and offering a holiday retreat and dining opportunities. An exhibition of work by Phyllida Barlow and Daisy Paris, part of the 2026 Art and Culture programme, runs until October the 31st.